In this bulletin, Brisbane residents able to enjoy freedom after 3 days of lockdown ends tonight. New coronavirus case at a Western Sydney hospital under investigation. And Indian player Virat Kohli wants strict action against spectators who make racial slurs. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Residents of Greater Brisbane will be able to enjoy freedoms from 6pm tonight when lockdown is lifted. Queensland has recorded no new locally acquired cases of coronavirus overnight, enabling an end to a 3-day lockdown imposed to contain a highly infectious COVID-19 overseas variant. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says residents will need to adhere to new restrictions for 10 days to complete the 14 days incubation period. Ms. Palaszczuk says mandatory mask wearing is expected at shopping centres, supermarkets, hospitals, aged care facilities and indoor recreational facilities.
The reason why we did it and why we're continuing to wear our masks in those public areas is because this is a highly contagious strain, 70% more contagious, and we don't want to see that in our community. So, you know, people have made a big sacrifice over the last 3 days up until 6pm tonight. And I honestly thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the work that you have done. And as I said, together we will get through this.
And New South Wales has recorded 3 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus, all linked to an existing Berala cluster. 8 new cases have been detected in hotel quarantine overnight. Investigations are underway to find close contacts of a person infected with coronavirus who visited a hospital in Western Sydney. The emergency department at Mount Druitt Hospital was closed this morning for deep cleaning after the person visited over the weekend. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the community should not become complacent.
I appreciate very much the critical phase of the pandemic we're in. New South Wales, under the circumstances, is doing relatively well, but we are in the phase of mopping up. We are in the phase of really trying to identify any community transmission that hasn't been previously detected to make sure that any chains which exist in the community, which we hadn't picked up before, have been and are being picked up.
Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded no new locally acquired cases of coronavirus for a 5th consecutive day. The state recorded 1 new internationally acquired case in hotel quarantine, bringing the total number of active cases to 40. Over 18,000 people have been tested in the past 24 hours. Moving to overseas news, and Indonesian authorities hope that recovered black boxes from a crashed passenger jet will help them understand the cause of the incident. Rescuers also found bodies, clothing and debris in the Java Sea. The Boeing 737-500 flight crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. President Joko Widodo says a national investigation has been launched into the crash of the Sriwijaya Air Flight 182. And still overseas, a second Republican US senator is calling for President Donald Trump to resign after the deadly storming of the Capitol. Senator Pat Toomey says the president could face criminal liability after the events. Democrats in the US House of Representatives are preparing to move forward with impeachment proceedings in the coming days. But Mr. Toomey told NBC time is running out.
Well, I think the best way for our country, Chuck, is for the president to resign and go away as soon as possible. I acknowledge that may not be likely, but I think that would be best. And I don't think there's time to do an impeachment. There's 10 days left before the president leaves anyway. I think the best thing would be a resignation.
Back in Australia and in the cricket, Indian player Virat Kohli says he wants strict action against spectators who make racial slurs at games. India has made an official complaint to the International Cricket Council over alleged comments made to players Mohammad Siraj and Jasprit Bumrah. New South Wales Police and Cricket Australia have launched separate investigations into the incident at the Australia versus India test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Spinner Ravi Chandran Ashwin says the players have confronted racism in Sydney before.
This is my 4th tour to Australia, and Sydney, especially here, has been. We've had a few experiences even in the past. the way the crowd has been speaking, especially the people on the lower tier of the stands. They have been quite nasty. They have been hurling abuses as well. But this is a time where they've actually gone one step higher and used racial abuses. And so this must be definitely dealt with iron fists, and we must make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Let's check out the weather for today. Sunny in Perth, 32 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, 37. Also 37 in Melbourne. Hot and sunny there. A very hot day for Hobart with a late shower or two, 36 degrees. 33 in Canberra, sunny for you. Also sunny in Wollongong, 27. Fine weather for Sydney as well today. It's 28 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane where it's 29 degrees. A couple of showers about in Cairns, 30. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And you can hear special features as well as more analysis of what's happening in the news in our podcast, SBS News In Depth.